الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن. قال الله عز وجل: الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, the verse which I recited unto you is known as Ayatul Kursi. Really, we can mention so much about this verse, the fada'il, the virtues of this verse, but we'll suffice on mentioning just one or two virtues of the verse, and then we will proceed with the tafsir of this verse. This verse is known as Ayatul Kursi. In hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that this verse is Sayyidatu Ayatul Quran. Sayyidatu Ayatul Quran means the grand chief verse from all the verses of the Quran. This verse is also that verse of protection. We know the hadith where Shaytan, he tells Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he tells him that, listen, if you recite this verse, then you will get protection from me, hifadha from me. And this is one instance where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abu Huraira that, listen, Shaytan has spoken the truth to you, whereas wahuwa kadhub, he is a big liar. When it comes to the tafsir of this verse, Allah mentions, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. And listen, Allah, there is no ilah, there is no God, there is no deity, but He, al-hay, the ever-living, al-qayyum, the maintainer of everything. When we look at this part of the verse, subhanallah, here we see that this is actually a verse revealed in Medina, al-Madinatul Munawwara. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, together with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have already migrated from Makkah Mukarramah and they have went on, they moved on to Al-Madinah. And here, right now in Al-Madinatul Munawwara, after spending so much of time in Makkatul Mukarramah, here the verse is revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, listen, there is no ilah, there is no God but He. You think at that time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba, they didn't know, they weren't aware of the fact that there is no ilah but Allah. Yeah, generally we see, when it comes to verses that are revealed in Makkah Mukarramah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, or He makes mention of Tawheed, monotheism, belief in the oneness of Allah, belief in the Risala of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when it comes to verses that were revealed in Al-Madinatul Munawwara, we see verses related to Ahkam. Ahkam is injunctions, laws, divine laws that come from Allah. For example, Salah, Zakah, establishment of Salah, Zakah, Jihad, etc. These are ahkam that are revealed in Medina. But here we see Allahu la ilaha illa wal hayyul qayyum. This is a verse revealed in Medina, whereas it's supposed to be like a Makki surah, a verse revealed in Makkah. So Mufassirin have mentioned that the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala negates the fact that there is any other ilah with Him is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to tell the Sahaba now in Medina that I am negating every form, every type, every kind of shirk. From here we understand that this is not the shirk which is just zahir, polytheism, where a person ascribes a deity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is negating another type of shirk as well, which is a shirk of nifaq. The shirk of nifaq, hypocrisy, which in Medina, hypocrisy was a type of shirk which was creeping into Medina Munawwara after the Sahaba radiallahu anhu migrated from Makkah. So Allah is also negating that form, that kind of shirk, the shirk of nifaq also. That is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, listen, there is no ilah whatsoever except He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah gives you, you know, in this verse, the most fundamental qualities of Allah. Allah describes them here in this verse. Allah says, He is Al-Hay. Al-Hay means the ever-living. We know every single thing will come to an end. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَا. We read the verse, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبَقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Allah, He is ever-living. Allah never perishes. Allah never dies. Al-Qayyum, the maintainer. So many verses to discuss this. There is one verse, وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. That there is no creature on the surface of this earth except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for it, be it big or small. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking after it. Allah is providing for it. Then Allah says, لا تأخذه السنة ولا نوم. That slumber and sleep, they do not overtake Allah, they do not overcome Allah. Unlike to human beings, insan, we become tired. We need to take rest. We need to sleep. But as far as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa ilah is concerned, then Allah doesn't feel sleepy. Allah doesn't feel tired. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ Allah says, His belongs whatever is in the heavens, whatever is on this earth. How many times we see this verse in Quran? Do we ever take notice of this? Allah says, His belongs whatever is in the heavens, whatever is on this earth, whatever is above the heavens, whatever is beneath this earth. Sometimes Allah says, وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا Whatever is between the heavens and the earth. Then Allah says, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ If you see, if you understand the fact that everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will understand that we are all in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because He is in sole control of every single thing. Everything belongs to Him. Sometimes we, you know, just by way of example, we buy a property, we buy a house, a new house, or we buy a new car, brand new car. How happy we become, how elated we become when we see that the name of that vehicle on the notice or on the logbook is now on your name. You see, this is my vehicle, or this is my car, or my property, etc. They just stay on that notice, on that logbook, on that, what we see, on the deed. We should just write there that, لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ This doesn't belong to me. Every single thing belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when you know that Allah is in sole control of everything, then it means you should take all your needs and put it into the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah says, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ Because there is no day where insan will be more in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, we all will be in need of Allah. That is why Allah says, who is there to intercede on your behalf? Who is there to intercede by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants that person permission or leave to intercede. But if you look at the tone also, subhanallah, if you understand a little bit of the Arabic language, when Allah could have said, مَنِ الَّذِي Who is the person there to intercede? Allah never said, مَنِ الَّذِي Allah said, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي When translated, we translate it like this, that who at all can intercede by Allah? Or is there anyone out there who wants to come in front of Allah and put up a case on behalf of somebody? Then let him have it now in front of me. In other words, we understand that shafa'ah also belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this honor of shafa'ah, Allah will grant it to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will intercede on behalf of the creation of Allah. Allah says, يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ Allah knows whatever is in front of you, makhluk. Allah knows whatever is behind you. Subhanallah, there's so many verses that come now to mind here in Quran. Allahu ya'lamu ma tahmilu kullu untha wa ma taghidu al-arham wa ma tazdad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what every female bears. Allah knows by how much these wombs fall short and by how much they increase. Wa kullu shay'in 'indahu bi miqdar. Each and everything is in due proportion by Allah. Allah says 'alimul ghaibi wa shahada, the knower of the seen and unseen, al-kabir al-muta'al, the great, the lofty. And then Allah says sawa'un minkum man asarra al-qawl. That it is equal to Allah, whether one of you keeps his word hidden, or whether one of you, he proclaims his word aloud. Both are known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ هُوَ مُسْتَخْفٍ بِاللَّيْلِ وَسَارِبٌ بِالنَّهَارِ That person who is also hidden by the night, or he walks freely during the day, he marches freely during the day, that person, both of them are known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing hidden from the knowledge of Allah. Remember the verse Allah says, يَا بُنَيْ إِنَّهَا إِنْتَكُمْ إِثْقَالَ حَبَّ مِنْ خَرْدًا Even if they be something to the weight of a mustard seed, and this be put into the heavens, or it be put into the earth, or wherever, Allah says, يَأْتِي بِهَا اللَّهِ Nothing is hidden. Allah knows it all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will produce it, and He will bring it forth on the day of Qiyamah. That is why Allah says, وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ Now listen, you man, you insan, they cannot encompass anything from the knowledge of Allah except to that amount which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to know, that much you will know. Then Allah says, وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ That His kursi encompasses. You see, this is ayatul kursi because of this word. Kursi that comes in this verse. Allah says, His kursi encompasses the heavens and the earth. Just to give you a quick description of this, a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the distance between each and every heaven is a distance of 500 years. So we know we have seven heavens. So between heaven 1 and 2, a distance of 500 years. Between 2 and 3, 500 years until we come come to the seventh heaven. Above the seventh heaven, comes the kursi of Allah. When translated, as a footstool, Above the kursi. Now, subhanAllah, look at here in the verse, Allah says that you see my kursi encompasses the heavens and the earth. But we know kursi and arsh, they are two different things. They are two different entities. Kursi is translated as a footstool. The arsh is something that encompasses the kursi and the seven heavens and the earth. So the arsh basically encompasses every single thing. And loftier than that position, higher than that maqam, without giving Allah any physical place, is the maqam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you know when insan, we have something in our position, something in our control, sometimes it becomes a little bit difficult for us to look after, to preserve it, to take care of it. But Allah says, وَلَا يَعُدُوا حِفْزُهُمَا. When it comes to guarding, you know, with guarding comes exhaustion. That's why sometimes we have like a security guard here. So here he's looking after the masjid, or he's walking from one place to another place because sometimes he becomes tired now standing in one place. Or you have shifts, so you have a day guard, during the day, then you have a guard during the hours of the night. But subhanAllah, when it comes to the protection of the hifaza of the heavens and the earth, Allah says, وَلَا يَعُودُهُ حِفْزُهُمَا. Guarding the heavens and the earth, they never ever tire out Allah. They never ever make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tired. They never ever make Him exhausted. They never ever fatigue Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, why? Because He, وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. He is the lofty, He is the all-powerful, Al-Azim, the magnificent, the great. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to ponder over these verses and to bring in that correct yaqeen in Allah. There is a jamaat here also in our masjid here. They will be here for 2 days. Inshallah, we should take benefit from them also. Jamaat is actually from Saudi Arabia. We should take benefit from them, inshallah.